Or like the Tucson, Sonata, and Palisade. Remember when it comes to Hyundai, the great deals are at Doral Hyundai. If you guys missed it late last night, your Miami Heat lost in double OT to the Sacramento Kings in just the latest in a brutal season of losses. I mean, they invent new ways to lose and crush my soul, you know. And there's just something about being up at 1 a.m. by my lonesome and just thinking to myself, where did my life go wrong?
Jeez. You know, I can't help over this past week but reflect back to a little over a year ago when we had the greatest show on surf, Miami Heat, off of this prolific run, the Panthers doing well, and everything was just going well. We had Messi.
Yep.
It just was a great time.
It was a great time. It was a great time. And we got the Cats. And, you know, I'm always appreciative of the Cats. But, you know, we got a Dolphins team. Tua's hurt again. Tyreek Hill wants out. Jimmy wants out.
Tyreek, like I said.
Tyreek wants out.
Be careful with Tyreek wants out.
I will declare him wanting back when he says he wants to be back. For right now, he wants out. And he's getting recruited by Micah Parsons.
But my question is, why people say stuff.
He's like changing his profile picture.
But that's
doubling down.
So people say stuff, right? Like why? He confirms.
Tyreek Hill might want out.
Okay.
Jimmy Butler does want out.
He literally said, "I'm out," though. Like I don't know what else.
I'm only changing it because Leroy's, you know, standing up here and saying.
I'm
maybe
telling you, people say some dumb stuff in the heat of the moment.
Great.
There's no wrong. Like okay, relax. Like
in the heat of the moment, to hold on to the football.
Here's the only problem I have with athletes.
Mm-hmm.
Don't complain about your situation when you messing up.
Yeah,
right? So you drop a whole bunch of balls. Don't start talking about the offense.
I really think throughout the entire tenure, he had a great, you know, season last season. But you can count key moments even during that season in which Tyreek Hill is like, you know, no pun intended, dropped the ball. Like, he's definitely dropped passes. He's fumbled. You've had these off-the-field incidents. And I'm not including the police arrest. I'm including when he slapped the guy in the marina and broke a influencer's leg.
Doesn't seem like a person very in check with his emotions. We could say that.
Well, first
correct.
Of all,
correct.
Let me explain something to you. Why is he running a hot rod on a big girl anyway?
That was very strange.
Right? Like,
very questionable.
Like, no. I don't know. Here. We had a friend, and we was at last year's Christmas party or New Year's or whatever, and she got a little hammered, and she was talking about how much she liked to play football or whatever. And I said, get away from me with that, right? Because, like, do you know? I could take you. I said, you going to pay me? Say why? I said, because it's like, no. So I wouldn't even do that. So the fact that Tyreek ran a hot rod on her and she busted up her knee, what did y'all think was going to happen? This dude is all world.
Oh, yeah. Crazy. Didn't they claim it tripped on a dog too? Something like that.
I don't know. But this is like, so look, sometimes as humans, we take things a little bit too far. Right? What I would say about Tyreek is his is more noticeable because he's out there like that and he want to be out there like
that. He wants to be out there like
that. So, like, yeah, you deal with it. So, if it's not true, which here's what I think. I think he didn't want to do that interview. He did it. The questions were guiding him to a certain place and then he just went on and because it was as he was leaving.
Let me ask you like this. If Tyreek Hill had his way and the money's the same next year, but he could be in L.A. With the Chargers or he could be in Baltimore.
I think he'd stay here.
Really?
I do.
I don't.
No?
Nope.
Why?
I just think he's wrestling. Based on it seems like, you know, he's whining about not being in the playoffs anymore. His yards went down way down this year.
Catch the ball. You wouldn't numbers wouldn't have been that bad.
All right, that's fine, dude. But
like
I mean,
you can't if you drop the ball, you can't complain about your circumstances or situation.
You think Tyreek Hill lives in the land of accountability
again,
very much?
Nobody does. I get that. I understand. I started this conversation saying that a lot of us are not aware of our own situation.
I'm very aware.
You might be the least aware of some of the crap.
That's not true. That's not true, dude. That's not true.
Is this guy not the least aware of some of the crap he says?
Unaware to
a week later?
Yeah, that's...
What are you doing?
What are you talking about, dude? I have an audit of everything that's ever been said of me.
Wow.
Do you? Or I've said. It's all on recording.
Here's what I would tell you about sports.
Except when you take it out of...
No.
No.
Here's what I would tell you about sports.
We know what you said about
And I blame you for this. I'm telling you. I blame you for this. When you're winning and successful, all that stuff is cute. When things aren't going well, then it's a problem. But as a person who's putting out that content, right, they may think you're always going to love it, regardless of what the situation is. And that's not the case. Let's go to Jimmy Butler. Oh, that stuff was cute. Oh, he's a troll. He does this. He does that. Now, you're tired of it. You know why? Not winning. So, we are just responsible for the content we see out there based on how we approve this stuff when things are going well.
Mm-hmm.
And people think that... Oh, no, this is... He's always been this person. Jimmy's always been this guy. Jimmy's always said what he wanted to say. Tyreek's always been a troll. But now because the team's not winning, now because the team's not in the playoffs, now because Tyreek didn't have 1,000 or 1,500 yards like he had the past, now that Tyreek's dropping balls, we're tired of it. So that's just the way it is on both sides. I see it all the time with a lot of players. Like, that guy's being the same person he's always been, but now we're tired of it.
Hmm. Doesn't feel like you give me the same understanding.
I mean, so what if I say periodically, I want to choke the life out of
you? I'm just saying. You seem to understand them as well. Why don't you accept me and my flaws?
Hmm. I do accept you.
I don't think you do.
It doesn't mean I can't be mad about it.
Hmm.
I don't know why. Listen, every time I go somewhere, you know what they say?
Hmm?
That Tobin. I said, that's my guy, right? Like, so.
Can I tell you somebody who's not my guy?
Who?
Gilbert Arenas.
Oh.
Gilbert Arenas?
He has a podcast because everybody does these days.
Yeah.
And he was very mad at Pat Riley.
Why?
Over the Jimmy Butler
thing. How you getting mad? He can't be mad at nobody. Some of his shenanigans.
He's mad at Pat Riley.
All right.
Here's Gilbert Arenas.
He moved to the Knicks. He ain't doing nothing. He moved to Miami, right? He got Shaq. I mean, he got Dwayne Wade. He came and got Shaquille O'Neal. Then they brung a whole bunch of other players to help win. You can't pretend you that guy. It's them. Listen, you're not bigger than them. You're pretending you are.
Did you see the interview?
They left. LeBron came. They won a championship. You can't pretend you're bigger than LeBron. LeBron leave, this crashes. Jimmy Butler comes. He gets you to the championship. If he tells you, bring me one more star, bring him one more star.
Yeah.
Because if he can get you to the championship with this, bring me one more star, I got you. So for you to pretend that you are the Heat culture and you can do this, you're lying.
Yeah.
Because when he leaves, nobody's coming there.
I got these.
Nobody's coming to. You got South Beach in your favor.
Yes.
And I got you these. Treat South Beach like it's a prison.
Valid points.
Valid points.
Wait. Here's the deal. And we all have said this. You've made this Heat organization about Heat culture and not about the Heat players for years. Okay? Heat culture may set the tone, but Heat players win games.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
You want to know what Agent Zero's record of his career against the Heat culture was?
Here we go!
Yeah, 3-18.
Can both things be true?
Nah, it's just like,
can Gilbert Arenas not be very good against the Heat? And what Gilbert Arenas said has some valid points.
You think the Heat are never going to get anybody again?
No, I don't believe that.
Well, that's what he just said.
Okay.
No one's coming here?
All right. There is a standard that is set here. I agree. I agree with how everybody does it. Okay.
I just think some people got it. But
here's what I also believe. The Heat have been great when their star players have been more selfish. Right? Remember when the big three were here? When did it turn around?
When LeBron stopped being a chicken against J.J. Barea?
When D-Wade went to LeBron and said, do your thing.
Because why?
Oh, my God. Marcos, see how we have problems?
Why don't you acknowledge
they didn't
the
win?
And why didn't they win? Why didn't they win?
Because Dwayne Wade didn't give LeBron the right role?
Or because LeBron James saw
go to Nome.
Okay. He shrunk. It's okay.
Okay. Like, you're lashing out.
I'm not lashing out. Here's a little thing I'd like to do. I like to do a little thing called let's say what happened.
Okay.
That's what happened.
Okay. And then the conversation happened after that.
Yeah, that's the conversation that happened. That's what happened.
Okay.
So silly. Like, we sit here and we placate and we have to change
Who's
things.
Who's placating?
They should have won the championship.
Nobody's
that year.
Placating.
They should have won the championship.
Nobody's placating.
Okay.
Again.
By the way, Jimmy Butler seemed to, you know, first of all, the idea that Jimmy Butler has it run like a prison. You mean the guy who stays at 5-star Airbnbs on every road trip?
He also does
every road trip.
He goes to tennis.
Does whatever he wants. It's run like a prison. No, dude.
No.
He didn't get his extension. But this is the thing. Like, I'm fine. I can understand.
I told you.
No, I know you're not. I'm talking about Agent Zero here, who, you know, he spent his career getting his tail kicked by the Miami Heat.
Okay, but
he wants to act like he knows what it's like.
What does that have to do with what he said?
Because he's sitting here and being like, oh, no one's going to come there because it's run like a prison. Jimmy Butler's not mad because of that. Jimmy Butler's mad because he's not getting his money.
No, again, the Heat have done what they need to do. And the culture part of it is, I love it. I love that everybody comes here and plays with a certain way. There's a certain level of intensity that you're required. I love that part of it. Again, culture doesn't win games. Players do. So I'm also saying that, yeah, he made some valid points about Jimmy. But Jimmy did this to himself, okay, by missing so many games. And then it got – and then look, here's what happens. And this is the honest truth. The organization who has given you everything that you have asked for.
That's right.
Let you have free reign. You've given them 60 games and they're like, we need more games. Like a lot of these situations we end up with in the postseason, we wouldn't be in if you played more games.
Sorry, Pat Riley believed in Lamar Odom and paying you and paying him and not you. Sorry.
Oh, so you side with Jimmy Butler.
I have sided with Jimmy Butler. I'm the one who said to pay him the entire time.
No, he shouldn't be paid.
Okay, that's fine.
You are paid with a promise of what you're going to do.
I haven't said that there aren't points on both of these arguments.
Right.
I haven't said that. But the idea that people say things like, oh, the Heat run it like a prison.
Who said that? One guy.
He literally. That's who I'm mad at.
One. Who cares? I haven't even talked about that point.
You have these.
You're freaking out one point to make his whole argument not valid.
Oh, dude. Okay. But you're sitting here and being like, "Whoa! It took a talk from Dwayne Wade
because
LeBron James, he shriveled. Okay. Him and Dwayne Wade ran roughshod through a tougher East that year.
Okay.
They lost to Deshaun Stevenson.
All right. Like, you stick on a couple of points. Facts, whatever you want to call them. Okay. The overall thing that I took from Gilbert Arenas, not even the, Like, yeah, there's certain organizations that run a certain way and demand a certain style of play from their players. There is nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with that. And Jimmy should have been used to it because he played for Tibbs.
Yeah, maybe we should play Russian roulette and lock them like they do in the Washington.
You don't think it would be playing Russian roulette given Jimmy and
No, they literally were playing Russian roulette in the Wizards locker room.
I know. But you don't think that Pat would be playing Russian roulette if he would have gave Jimmy an extension?
I don't know.
See? But that's it. Can you pay $60 million for I don't know.
But then he's a dummy for that. He can't win. Right. You know what I mean? Like, right. Pat can't win. You're either you're either an ingrate because you didn't pay Jimmy Butler, right, or you're a dummy because you paid Jimmy Butler.
Here.
It's not a win situation for him.
Let me ask you a question. What is more likely to happen? Jimmy Butler plays more games, or Jimmy Butler plays the same amount of games he's played?
Same amount of games.
So if Pat Riley wanted him to play more and it was never going to happen, mm-hmm, and he said, I'm not paying.
Isn't that the responsibility of his organization, though? Like, what isn't that what Pat owes to the organization to make sure they don't make bad decisions?
Right. So if he felt it was a bad decision because this is all the games, what if the best that Pat Riley could do with the amount of games Jimmy was going to play was play in? Is that good enough for you?
If he can beat the one seed.
No, you're making another. How often does that happen, Tobin?
Well, it just happened.
No. He did it one time out of how many times ever in the history of the NBA? Twice? Three
six.
Times?
I think it's happened six times.
Six times? And how long has the NBA been around?
One time.
Right. Do you understand? Like, you can't live like that.
I just wish you'd stop deflecting on the 2011 finals and just admit
that. I'm not deflecting on
it. You're deflecting.
I'm not deflecting on it.
JJ Barea wouldn't go
off. All that. See, here's what you do. When we get into an argument and I'm making sense, you go to the one or two points that you can just keep. Right. Okay, here.
You want to know
I
what?
I admit.
Here's my problem. Here's my problem. Can I say one? No. Can I say one problem?
Let's get over
this.
LeBron should have dominated JJ Barea. Let's move on from that.
Great. Can I say a point?
Sure.
Pat Riley's not without fault here. Okay. I understand. Okay.
What's his job?
Run the organization.
Okay.
Did Pat Riley whiff and go a little too much balls on the table with the Damian Lillard situation?
Yes.
Yes.
So did you, though. You wait.
I really want.
Wait a minute. I really want. Pat Riley's nuts was here. Yours were right next to him.
Can we just
come
have
on, Cronin? You got no move.
Fair.
Wait.
Fair.
Stop it.
It's fair.
Stop it.
I'll acknowledge I overplayed my hand. Okay.
Okay.
He got my tell. Joe Cronin has to be howling right now, even though you know he's still stuck with Scoot Henderson. But I just want to make
nobody's better than Scoot.
Nobody's better than Scoot. But let me just make one point. Can I just make one point?
Can we get back to
2025?
What?
Can we get back to 2025?
Yeah. Can I just make a point?
It again. Go ahead.
I'll allow people to take their shots at Pat Riley. However, Gilbert Arenas and Paul Pierce being more unreasonably upset at Pat Riley over this past week than Shaquille O'Neal was is a little weird. Does nobody find that a little strange? Shaq was literally here on television the other day saying, like, listen, nobody knows about angering Pat Riley when you anger Pat Riley. That's it. I don't know what to tell you. But these guys are sitting here being like, oh, no one's ever going to come there. Except after Shaq, they got LeBron. And after LeBron, they got Jimmy Butler. And after Jimmy Butler, they'll get somebody else. So stop, Gil, but and your arena.
Here.
And your agent number.
Here. Why are you giving him that much credit for knowing what's going on?
That's the point, though. He likes to act like he knows what's going on, and he doesn't.
So why are you so, like, no matter what point I give you, all valid points,
yeah,
you know what you go to? Gilbert Arenas! It's you!
I just don't like the idea that Gilbert Arenas, Boogie Cousins, and Paul Pierce are all sitting here acting like they know about winning, or they know about Pat Riley, or any of that stuff. Paul Pierce.
But why are you, the fact that you're giving him that much of a voice, shame on you.
No, not shame on me. Ugh. I'm going to call out the fraudulence.
Oh my goodness.
All right, can I make my point now?
No, sure. We're out of time.
Oh, you son of a...
Previously on
Tobin and Leroy.
I believe Brett Favre.
dirty south.
Uh-huh.
Can y'all really feel me?
Feel us.
East Coast feel me.
Feel us.
West Coast feel me.
Say what?
Dirty south.
Here we go.
Can y'all really feel me?
Baby girl.
Can you please delete the Brett Favre drop?
Okay, okay, that's fair, that's fair. I'm sorry. I don't want to paint you in that light. It's just so funny.
Leroy, can we get a weather update from the Demesman and Dover Law Firm? Your accidentattorneys.com. Free consultation 24-7. Call them at 866-954-MORE.
All right, over at the Windowplex. It's getting a little cool. It was a little chilly this morning. We got that breeze coming somewhere. I can't see the clouds moving. I see my trees moving. But I'm guessing it's coming out of the north in some way. Let me see if I can see a plane. If you can't see a plane, that means it's probably coming out of the east, northeast, because I don't see any planes anywhere. And probably right around 75 degrees or so, because it was chilly this morning, but it warms up pretty quick. Later on in the week, it's going to get straight chilly, like tomorrow morning. And then on to next week, it's going to get down in the 40s. So you know what that means. Boots and butts, baby.
Hmm.
Boots and butts.
Boots on the ground.
Boots with the fur.
All right. We're, you know, following this Jimmy Butler thing. This was a report that just came out from Chris Haynes.
Okay.
Chris Haynes, longtime NBA reporter.
Yep.
Here is what Chris Haynes had to say on what he's hearing about the Jimmy Butler situation. He's being told, a lot of teams are being told by Jimmy Butler's camp, don't trade for me.
League sources just relayed to me that the Memphis Grizzlies, along with a few other teams, have received word that Miami Heat star Jimmy Butler has no interest in being traded there. So the message is being delivered that a trade should not be attempted to acquire the All-Star forward. What makes this situation a little bit tricky is Jimmy Butler can become an unrestricted free agent this summer. So usually of a player of that caliber, teams like to have some assurance that he's willing to sign long-term or a multi-year deal. So Jimmy, in that regard, does have some leverage in this case.
All right, so there you go. He says that the Memphis Grizzlies in particular, but other teams have been told, don't trade for me. Don't trade for me. All right. Here's what I would say. Look, it's pretty obvious what's going on, and it all kind of circles back to the guy's trying to get his way to Phoenix, because Phoenix very clearly seems to be the only franchise
that will pay him.
Because, look, if you're Jimmy Butler, right? Because what was the first thing we heard about this? All right? And I'm not judging. I'm just saying, what was the first thing we heard? Jimmy Butler wants to go to a win-now situation. Wants to go to a contender. Wants to go to...
Dude. They all say that because it kind of saves face when you say, I want to leave.
Right. But the Memphis Grizzlies right now are third, basically second, third in the East, in the West. Like, they're one of the best teams in the West. The Suns are under 500.
Right. So
the Suns have a worse record than the Heat.
Again. Everybody says that, okay? Everybody says that because it makes fans and people feel that me wanting out of here is about winning.
Right.
Okay? But we know it's about money.
Right.
So, like, you ain't got to lie, Jimmy. We know.
You ain't got to lie, dude.
Your actions speak for themselves. If we could take you from being a play-in team to being third in a conference.
I think that'd be a dangerous team, man. I mean, like, there's even ways they can get it without giving up Desmond Bain. I don't know if the Heat would go for it. But, man, Ja, Jaren Jackson, Jimmy Butler, and if they were able to keep Desmond Bain.
Right. So. Let's be honest and let's be clear. Just say what it is. Because if not about winning, if you're telling Memphis, don't trade for me.
I guess this nukes my JT was tampering theory, huh? If it's true.
No, that was good research.
It was good research. You got to admit, well, for a second. Good. Because the thing that was weird is all these betting markets, they had the Grizzlies as the favorite team. I mean, maybe the Grizzlies say F it. I don't know.
And here's what's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to go there to Phoenix or whatever. He's going to get his money.
Yep.
Right? And then he's going to be out for 6 games. I'm telling you. Like,
he's got to recondition.
No, they're going to put his ass out there.
They're going to recondition.
No. Okay. But so, like, it doesn't help your situation if you have a choice going between Memphis and Phoenix, and you say, I want to go to Phoenix, that you all about winning.
Right.
You ain't about winning.
You ain't winning.
Right.
I didn't say words there.
I thought that was weird. That was a little strange.
So,
like, I'm tired. I was up till 2 watching this stupid basketball team.
So it's not. And then here's also the other thing. At what point do you have to be honest about where you are in your career?
Mm-hmm.
Right? Because here's the deal. Jimmy goes to Phoenix. He's number 3.
Yeah.
Okay. If he goes to Memphis, he's 2-3.
He'd be 2.
Okay.
2 probably, you know, Jaren's pretty similar to Bam in that, like, you know, okay. He does all the other stuff, but yeah.
That's fine. Okay. So nobody really going to have you at a team making more money than their 2 stars.
Probably not.
Right.
So unless you have a crazy person.
Don't you have to be aware? Don't you have to be aware of what your situation is right now?
Whatever the situation is with the money or whatever wink-wink deals there are, there's very clearly only one yes that he has, it seems like, and that's Phoenix.
Even though everything that he said...
If it's true that... Well, listen, if it's true that... If he claims to sources that he wants to be in a win-now situation and you're trying to decide between Memphis and Phoenix... If you want Phoenix, I don't know what to tell you. I mean, all love to Kevin Durant, but come on, dude. Because listen, before Ja got suspended, it's not like Memphis just got good.
They were good. Yeah, they've been good.
You know? So.
It's this is why I caution people. It's human nature, right? It's human nature to say things to try to make what you want reasonable.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So,
well, this is the thing that's interesting about it, right? Because the Suns are very clearly trying to bully Bradley Beal. But Bradley Beal is telling you, I hold the cards. But the Heat don't want Bradley Beal. Non-starter, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, like, what third team could you get involved that Bradley Beal would actually approve?
Right.
Like, that's kind of what this comes down to.
He's in a better situation than Jimmy Butler is.
Yeah, because he can control it.
Right.
I mean, I'm sure there's, you might feel a little bit like, all right, you guys really don't want me around here. But, I mean, Phoenix is nice. I'm not going to go to the winter for you.
Right. The ultimate flex. Right. So this is where we are. And you're going to hear a whole bunch of comments, a whole bunch of stuff, a whole bunch of whatever. Right. When the fact remains. And the fact is that any team that Jimmy goes to, Jimmy's not going to be the Jimmy he was here. He's going to be an ancillary piece. He's going to be the guy they brought in addition to the star they already had.
But he also wouldn't care about role if he was extended.
Yeah, but you think as soon as he gets there, he needs to be extended?
I think that's the only reason he
wants to. Nobody's going to give him another $60 million.
That's what I think Phoenix is going to do.
They're going to give him...
They'll give him the extension that he wants.
Which is
the make next year guarantee with a little bump, and then you get an extra year, which is like $60 million. So it's like 2 years, 113. And the reason
show of hands.
But I explained to you why. Because that's the exact Bradley Beal contract. That's exactly what Bradley Beal's owed. So you're not really adding any more money.
But he didn't get that in Phoenix. He got that.
He got it in Washington. Right. But that's the deal. That's what's left on the books for him. So that's why the Heat aren't going to, like, we're not going to trade for the contract that we're not going to give to a guy who's also not available and isn't a needle mover like Jimmy Butler is, even at his best.
Right.
So, but Phoenix is thinking to themselves, all right, well, this Bradley Beal thing's not working out. We're under 500. We missed the playoffs last year. You know, maybe Jimmy Butler, we'll give him his money. What's the difference? We're stuck with Bradley Beal right now. So how can we make Bradley Beal's life miserable? But we also need to make sure nobody else wants to go after Jimmy Butler, so all the deals are terrible. So, yeah, I mean, this is the game. I mean, Jimmy's trying to make the deals. He's trying to make the Heat in the weakest position possible. But the Heat are firm in a stance, I believe, and that is they're not taking on Bradley Beal themselves. So until they find a third team, I think we are at this kind of stalemate place.
Brian just pointed out, didn't Jimmy say he doesn't care where he goes? He can go win with anybody? Yeah.
Yeah, that was
again.
That was a report from Shams.
Again,
anywhere but Miami is what I believe
you
told.
What you have to
now all of a sudden it's not anywhere but Miami.
But what you have to understand is sometimes people, I won't just say athletes, people say things because, you know, in the moment that they know damn well they don't mean.
Anywhere who will guarantee me an extra $60 million.
That's what he should have said.
That's what he should have said.
And guess what? I would respect that.
I would too.
But to hide behind, I want to go somewhere and win, and then end up in Phoenix? Come on, dude.
Take a break. Mix things up coming up next.
Yeah, Dub. Get that munion.
Look, facts changed, okay?
Wow, the facts changed.
I was going to go to the studio, but then things came up and I had to stay home.
Side note, at 10:40, what happened in the wee hours between 11 p.m. and 11 a.m.?
Not even 11 p.m. and 11.
That's personal. Why would I care?
That's right. Yeah.
Wow.
Scotch there, dude.
Wow.
Can't reveal that.
I'm like, wait a minute. I said, the person who got this ball rolling.
First of all, what do you mean rolling?
You sent out the flyer. Hey, who's going into work? Like, hey, you
it
guys going
question.
In? You
it going was a, it wasn't an invitation or anything like that.
Oh, okay.
Not that we need to be invited.
Okay. You certainly asked the question. How often do you ask that question?
I asked a question. I was going to go. I had every intention of going.
No, I'm saying, how often have you sent out a flyer who's going to work tomorrow? Never. Mm-mm. So we thought it
That's
was like
not true. I send it out.
No, you don't. Mm-mm. No, you don't.
Yeah, I do. Unless I know for a fact you're going in. Mm-mm. Okay.
It's Tuesday.
Go look at the thread.
Lashing out.
So you want me to You want me to search in the thread going in?
The thread. Then, you can't. If we search. Wait. Let me explain something to people. If you search our thread for 15 minutes, you'd get to yesterday at 12 o'clock at night. So imagine how far back you would have to go.
How do I even do this?
Well, number one, this is the new year. We haven't gone to the studio.
I can't search it because it's a stupid Android from Marcos.
No, you can search it, dude.
No, isn't the iPhone compatible with Androids now?
No, not compatible enough.
Yeah, it is.
You guys still saw my sexy picture. I was hoping to unsend that.
That's good. That was good.
What about my foot? I'd rather have your sexy picture than your foot just being all out there.
Much like Leroy's foot, let's get to the mixed bag.
Wow.
What are you saying? My feet are mixed?
The directions they go are.
Yikes.
Hi, Marcos. Jimmy Butler says he wants to go anywhere but Miami, but they have to pay me an extra $60 million. What does your mixed bag say anything of?
My mixed bag is filled with another ex-NBA player. Not too happy with the Heat, but hey, he called it. Because all these ex-NBA players with podcasts are always correct, aren't they? This time, it is Mr. Jeffrey Teague.
I actually really like Jeff Teague's podcast. He's really funny.
He has great
stories. Probably told the best anecdote of the Jimmy Butler Minnesota Timberwolves practice.
I have heard that. He is pretty
He's really funny.
But
and by the way, he's like, no. This guy saw Minnesota Jimmy do Minnesota Jimmy.
Yeah.
And so he's like, it's like telling old war stories. He goes, listen, if he says he wants to be traded, you should probably trade him. He said this months ago.
This is Jeff Teague said he told you the Heat should have traded Jimmy.
I think 7 games is excessive. But this is Jimmy. When Jimmy's unhappy, Jimmy doesn't get paid, mm-hmm. he feel like he need to be paid. It's what he do. You know, he's gonna go crazy. He's gonna talk. He's gonna make sure it's a media frenzy around him. He know how to get what he want. I don't agree with the way he's going about it. I mean, he didn't say anything wrong. He just said he didn't want to be there. He still said I was going to show up to work. I was going to still do my job. But when he was doing his job, he was shooting all one leg fadeaway. I know Jimmy. So I'm like, what I tell y'all, I'm like, they got to trade him.
Yeah.
When Jimmy unhappy, bro, he going to do what he say. I mean, I think 7 games is way too much. I know they're going to probably
Yeah, that's crazy.
The NBA gonna get some of that money back for him. What a MVP.
Yeah, they did put in a request.
Review the situation. That's way too many.
Seven games is crazy. He lost like 3 M's from that.
Yeah, that's crazy.
That's like, nuts, bro.
Yeah, so now they gotta trade him. So it ain't even like just to get some value back for him. Like people gonna lowball him now.
Yeah, and now it seems like even the lowballs, Jimmy's trying to say.
Right.
I don't want those. No. The Grizzlies didn't promise anything. But the Suns did.
One team. You would rather lose than get your money. That's basically what that's saying to me.
It is.
Okay.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right. Don't talk about, like, listen, it's okay to want a different job for whatever the reasons are. I don't have any disrespect. I don't have any hate. I'm not even mad at you. Don't lie about it. Don't lie, but just put it out there for what it is. I want to go to Phoenix because they'll give me the money. That's it. So make it about that.
What else you got in the mixed bag? Toadie the Tiger?
That's good.
Thank you.
That's pretty good.
I was pretty proud of that one.
That's pretty good.
Point for Toby.
For going to Sabonis?
You
always say he's garbage too. Every time you say that, he go 20-20-12.
I want more. One time I mentioned something about Klay Thompson and he has like a 27-point game for a week. It was my fault.
Well, it was
but this guy's been averaging 20-15.
I know.
This was your fault though. I mean, like Jaime Jaquez had a triple double yesterday. It's not that big a deal.
Jalen Hurts still in concussion protocol.
Who do they got this week? They got Packers.
Packers.
You see, the Ravens are 10-point favorites
against
Ravens Steelers. Some crazy spreads recently.
Steelers are in a funk though. Steelers lost like 4 straight.
Yeah, they just
They've been like, yeah, I don't know. And then Russ did that thing where he goes, "I don't want to talk about the past." I'm like, "All right, Sammy Sosa."
Oh no!
Run from the past all you want.
Hey, look at this quarterback. Boom, boom. You know what that is? Mobile. Now he's immobile.
Anyway, what do you got?
We went from one unhappy situation to another concerning Tyreek Hill and the Miami Dolphins. But this is Zach Sealer, who admitted that maybe we didn't handle things in the background well. This is potentially the Dolphins MVP. Zach Sealer.
There were things going on this year, obviously, in the background, and they need to get taken care of. And some things could have been, I guess, we needed to be on our P's and Q's earlier in the season and earlier in camp. And I think it's a point of focus this year, and we're going to make sure we don't mess that up again.
Point of focus this year. Great. Great.
It's not a great look for the coach.
Not a great look at all.
I would say this.
Lack of discipline.
I would say this. It's not that.
Structure.
He empowers his players.
Maybe okay? too much.
No. I know a lot of coaches that do this. Right. Denny did this. Denny barely talked.
I would have messed with him, though.
Right. That's my point. You know why? Because everybody on that field made sure that things were in order. So
I think with Mike McDaniel, he strikes me as a boss you can push around. Like, you know, he makes a joke about it. Be like, looks like somebody hit the snooze button today.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
Be like, shut up, nerd.
No, you know what Denny would say?
What?
I don't find people, I cut them.
Yeah, that's good.
That's, yeah.
They are who we thought they were. Right. Let them off the hook.
I heard that Denny twice. Only twice. When he gets to that point, you can hear a pin drop. He stopped practice one time because ball was on the ground, incomplete pass. You got to be bleeping me. Huddle up. He was like, uh-oh.
Guys, where's Coach? Where is he? He's still reviewing those challenges he lost. Figure out. Where did he go wrong?
I feel bad for him. Sometimes I'm like, those challenges are questionable.
I don't feel bad for him. I like him a lot. You know, he seems like a decent guy.
Like, I just think that
I do look at him sometimes and I'm like, is he in over his head?
No, he's not in over his head.
All right.
Offensive coordinator.
But what if I would say there's one thing that Mike McDaniel needs to do? If you want guys to play a certain way, even though you empower the veteran players on your team, make it known. Make it known what is acceptable and what isn't acceptable, and have consequences for that. And then you can hand that power or of keeping it going to your veterans.
Mm-hmm.
But you can't do it without fully expressing what you think and how you think things should be done. Because in the end, it's going to fall on you. So when you think of all the coaches, when I say Mike Tomlin, things are done a certain way, right? When you think Andy Reid, you don't hear this stuff.
Bundlerowski.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
But you know what I'm saying. There's a way that these coaches express how they want things done. Right? We used to get mad at Tom Coughlin about this. Right? But you have to have that basic structure. I'm not saying you got to lead with an iron fist, but you got to let everybody know how things are going to be done and what you expect of them. And then you emphasize that on the leaders. And then the leaders continue to press those moments or push those issues. But I think some players treat Mike McDaniel and his antics as being soft. And that's what he needs to fix.
Yeah, I agree. Give us one more there, Froggy.
Got good news for you guys.
Great.
Specifically you, Tobin, because I know you'll be up late tonight.
Oh, man.
Yesterday, following a tough loss, Bam Adebayo was quoted as saying the change, the breakthrough that they need could start tomorrow, which is tonight, against Golden State Warriors.
Tomorrow. breakthrough tomorrow, then, you know, like, your body starts feeling better than you start. Times that by 15, and, you know, you can go on the road and we can run off this road trip.
Mm-hmm. I'm not a basketball. Mm-hmm. He's a very even keeled guy, which I do appreciate about him.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't get wavered. But I would try. Bam, I'm gonna just, dude. No more fadeaways for like a week, okay? I want you to do something for me.
Okay? All right.
Take that damn basketball.
Yeah.
You either dunk it.
Yeah.
Or you drive to the rim. Mm-hmm. Let's see what happens.
Okay.
Enough of this. Whee! Spinaroony stuff. Mm-hmm. All right, every once in a while, under shock, like, you got to do what you got to do. I don't understand why this guy makes it so hard on himself sometimes.
Mm.
Okay? Everything, it feels like he bogs down the ice. Dude, I've seen you. Just under the rim. Go for a dunk.
I'm looking for those kids' gloves you have on your
I don't have kids' gloves.
You do.
I don't have kids' gloves.
Go. I'll give it to him, dude.
I'm not going to give it to
him. Give it to him.
What do you want me to say? Huh?
I want you to
You want me to say? Hey. What do you want me to say? Hey. Is this what you want?
Hey. No. Mike McDaniel, stop being soft.
You want me to say
tell him.
I'm not going to say it.
Say it with your chest.
He's a very nice man.
What nice guy?
You guys want me to sit here and you want me to say Bam Adebayo's a fat cat? That's what you want me to say?
No.
Bam Adebayo screwing the pooch after getting the bag. That's what you guys want, huh?
You get meow.
What?
If it were anybody else, what would you have done?
You want me to sit here and you just want me to say
yeah.
Bam Adebayo couldn't hit water if he fell out of a boat. You want me to say Bam Adebayo knew the new DeAndre Jordan. That's what you want
me
to say?
You know why Bam couldn't hit water?
Because
he would land on you.
I don't want.
Who's also rats off his shit.
I do not want to hear you guys bully me into saying things about Bam Adebayo, a perfectly decent man who's in a simple offensive slump for half the season, okay?
He's had some struggles.
All we need is a couple good games, and we're back on track. But you guys want me to sit here and say, Bam Adebayo, Bismack Biyombo, samesies. Hey, where are you going?
I'm just making sure. Just, you know, back after this.